Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
On the night he was betrayed, Jesus
took time with his disciples to talk about the most important teachings that he wanted them to remember. We find that in John chapter 13 to 17. He talked to them about his death and his resurrection. He talked to them about heaven and how he was the only way to heaven. He told them that he would soon ascend to heaven, but he would not leave them alone. He would send them the Helper, the Paraclete, the Holy Spirit to them.
10 days after his ascension,
on the day of Pentecost, Jesus kept his promise. That evening, Jesus poured out the Holy Spirit upon his disciples in the form of tongues of living fire. The disciples were empowered to speak in other languages. In a reversal of the Tower of Babel, everyone could understand everything the disciples said. Peter preached a sermon, and 3,000 men, women, and children were baptized that day. An incredible miracle, an incredible demonstration of the power and work of the Holy Spirit. It was the beginning, the birthday of the Christian church.
The same Holy Spirit that was poured out
on the disciples at Pentecost has been poured out upon you at your baptism. Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. You've been anointed with the Holy Spirit, Acts 2:38. Rise, be baptized, wash away your sins, and
repent and be baptized,
every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and for your children. That is the promise of Scripture. Your body is now the temple of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit lives in you to be your helper, to help you live the Christian life, to help you be more like Jesus. So let me share with you, based on the words of Jesus from our gospel lesson, John chapter 14 and some of chapter 15, three works the Holy Spirit does in your life. Number one, the Holy Spirit enlightens us.
First of all, the Holy Spirit enlightens us.
He's the Spirit of truth, and he guides us into all truth. John 14, 26, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. So the Holy Spirit's our teacher. He's the one who educates us, teaches us. The master teacher who teaches us the most important truths of life, the one who opens our eyes and enlightens us. The Holy Spirit comes as tongues of fire to the disciples. Fire does lots of things, but one important function, especially in the times of Jesus, is it serves as light. In a world before electricity, the only way to overcome the deep darkness of night was with flames. Torches, lamps, candles, bonfires were important sources of light once the sun went down. The only sources of light, usually. To be enlightened means to have our eyes open, to throw away the darkness, and to see clearly in the light, which is what the Holy Spirit does for us. He turns our darkness from sin into light. So Martin Luther describes the work of the Holy Spirit in his explanation of the third article of the Apostles' Creed. I believe that I cannot by my own reason or strength believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to him, but the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with his gifts, sanctified and kept me in the true faith. In the same way, he calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies the whole Christian church on earth and keeps it with Jesus Christ in the one true faith.
The world that's full of
darkness and sin and lies, the Holy Spirit enlightens our hearts and minds. He does this through the power of the Word, the Bible. Thy Word is a lamp to my feet and a light unto my path. Psalm 119, 105. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth, and he inspires every word of the Bible. 2 Peter 1:21 says, no prophecy was ever produced by the will of man, but men of God spoke as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit inspires the scriptures so that he might give us a light for our feet, that he might open our eyes and enlighten our minds with the truth of God's word. The Holy Spirit teaches us, but he doesn't teach us by giving us random thoughts directly into our minds. He teaches us through the scriptures. The scriptures are his word. If we want to learn from the Holy Spirit, then we need to study the scriptures. And that's what we do every week here at St. Matthew. We have worship services, which focus on teaching the scriptures. We have Bible studies. We have Sunday school. We have youth group. We have
Vacation Bible School. All sorts of We have men's Bible
studies. We have ladies' Bible studies. All sorts of opportunities to learn from God's Word, to learn from the Holy Spirit, the truths of Scripture. The Holy Spirit teaches us the truth. He teaches us the truth of God's law, which shows us our sinfulness. God's law, the Ten Commandments, condemns us as sinners. It tells us that we're sinners in need of forgiveness. And the Holy Spirit teaches us the truth of the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. It is the Holy Spirit who wrote out his message of salvation, that God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So not only does the Holy Spirit give us that message, he gives us the ability to believe that message. I cannot, by my own reason or strength, believe in Jesus Christ or Lord or come to him, but the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel.
Or, as Paul puts it
in 1 Corinthians 12:3, no one can confess that Jesus Christ is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. We can only have faith in Jesus through the work of the Holy Spirit. The only
true faith is
faith created by the Holy Spirit. That's the work of the Spirit. He enlightens us. He brings us into the truth. He opens our eyes to the reality of sin and to the forgiveness of sins, which is ours in Jesus Christ our Lord. First of all, the Holy Spirit enlightens us. Second of all, the Holy Spirit encourages us.
The Holy Spirit is the paraclete. The Greek word for helper
here is paraclete, which can also be translated as comforter. And that's what the Holy Spirit does. He brings us his comfort, his peace, his encouragement. Jesus tells us, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid."
I'm sure
you have felt discouragement. You have felt discouraged at times, maybe lots of times. And it's no wonder, because the world is a very discouraging place. There's plenty of discouragement just looking at the news of the world, no matter where you look or what you listen to, whether it's TV or podcasts or social media or cable television or wherever you get your news and your media from. There is negative story after negative story, problem after problem, crisis after crisis, tragedy after tragedy. That's the world we live in. But it hits home with us too, because all of us personally have struggles and
problems that discourage us.
We have work problems, financial problems, health problems,
relationship problems. There are no end
to the problems that surround us.
And life can get pretty discouraging sometimes.
There's plenty of discouragement from the news around us. There's plenty of discouragement from our own lives. The world, as I said, is a discouraging place. What we need
is some encouragement.
What we need is someone who is always there to encourage us. Someone who is always in our corner. Someone who can be a constant source of encouragement in a world
of discouragement. That person is the Holy Spirit. As I said, he lives within you,
and he is full of comfort and peace and encouragement. In fact, the Bible says that the Holy Spirit wrote the scriptures so that we might always be able to hear words of encouragement. Romans 15, verse 4, whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that through endurance and through the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope. So one of the main reasons the Holy Spirit wrote the Bible, according to the Bible itself, is that we might be filled with encouragement and hope.
Isn't that fantastic?
You know, the Bible is a lot of great things, but one thing people forget is that it's a constant source of encouragement. If you're feeling discouraged, if you're feeling down, if you're feeling troubled or anxious, it's a good
time to read the scriptures. It's a good time to
go to church. It's a good time to take the sacrament. It's a good time to go to Bible study. If you are feeling discouraged, it's a good time to read your Bible and remember the precious promises of God.
The Holy Spirit will use the word of God
to encourage you and give you comfort and peace. Listen again to the promise of Jesus, John 14:27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled,
neither let them be afraid. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of peace. And he gives us his encouragement. The Bev is a symbol of the Holy Spirit.
It's also an international symbol of peace, and that's not a coincidence. Wherever the Holy Spirit, he brings with him peace that passes all understanding. A peace that, according to Philippians 4:7, guards our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Doesn't
just keep it there,
it guards it there.
The Bible is a lot of good
things.
It's a source of our encouragement. The Holy Spirit enlightens us,
encourages us, and last of all, he empowers us. Jesus continues in the next chapter, John 15. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit that will last. Jesus tells us, first of all, we didn't choose him. He chose us. He chose us for a reason, and that is specifically to bear fruit, fruit that would last. What kind of fruit? Well, probably not apples or bananas or oranges. Now, the kind of fruit Jesus is talking about is the fruit of the Spirit, which is described in Galatians 5. Fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things, there is no law.
That's what the Christian life
looks like at its best. It's a life full of love
and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. What Christ's life looks like.
And that's what the Holy Spirit wants to bring to our lives as well. He wants us to make us like our Savior Jesus, full of his love, his patience, and kindness. And to do that takes power, real spiritual power, power far beyond what you and I are capable of, spiritually speaking. Now, we might want to live a life of love, patience, and kindness, but when the going gets tough, when it starts to get hard, when it starts to get inconvenient, when it starts to cost us something, we quickly fold.
To live that kind of life,
we need power. God's power, the power of the Holy Spirit. Only the Holy Spirit can transform our lives so that they might be a reflection of Christ's life. Only the Holy Spirit, working through word and sacrament, can help us to love people the way Jesus loves us. Only the Holy Spirit can help us be patient with people the same way Jesus is patient with us. Only the Holy Spirit can help us be kind and serve people the same way Jesus serves us.
If you want to live that kind of life,
and I know deep down inside of you, there's a part of you that definitely does want to live that kind of life. We need the power that only the Holy Spirit can provide. That power comes to us once again through the power of God's word. The written word, the Bible, and the visible word, the sacraments.
The Holy Spirit
promises to empower us through his word and through his sacraments to be the people he wants us to be.
To be the people he created us to be.
To be
poor. Bold witnesses of Jesus Christ, full of
his love, his peace, and his joy.
The Holy Spirit empowers us. For God gave us
the Spirit not of fear, but of power and of love and of self-control. 2 Timothy 1:7.
You will receive power when the Holy
Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Acts 1:8.
Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding,
guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.